Oh, Oliver, you're an angel. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oof. Good to stretch my legs after the novice section.
Yeah, it went really well, didn't it?
Indeed it did. Mm. One or two very good young riders coming through the ranks.
There are.
Hasn't gone cold, has it, Lily, in the coffee?
No, darling, it's perfect.
And I stopped off to wish Caroline and the go-getters good luck.
Oliver?
Oh, hello there.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Lillian, hi. You're a great commentator, Oliver.
Oh, very kind of you.
How's it all going?
Well, Tom's certainly doing a roaring trade.
Yeah, fine, thanks. Although I think Sid miscalculated a bit.
Well, he's not run out of beer, has he? There'll be a riot.
It almost came to that. Jolene had to make a mercy dash back to the Bull for another couple of kegs and a crate of gin.
Ooh, where are Lily and Freddie?
They're with Hayley. Well, at least Lily is. Phoebe and Freddie have gone for a burger.
Hayley's glad to get away from the building site that's Willow Farm for a bit, I should think.
Oh, she is. Every time she turns round, there's another set of muddy footprints on the kitchen floor.
She should get them to clean up their own muddy prints. They'd learn quick enough.
Right, if you ladies will excuse me, I'd better take my place in the crow's nest again.
Well, what's next?
The open section.
Oh, right. See you later.
How's Auntie Peggy? Jack's coming back from the home today, isn't he?
Yeah. Our mum's going with Jenny this afternoon to pick him up.
Are they staying at Home Farm, then?
Actually, no.
But you're having them both to stay.
Well, Mum's decided she and Jack are better off at the lodge.
You're joking.
Oh, Elizabeth, you know what she's like. Especially when she gets an idea into her head. Resistance is useless, as they say.
And is she well enough to manage Jack?
Well, she thinks so.
But you don't?
Oh, I don't know. She's feeling so guilty.
Guilty? Why?
She feels she's somehow let Jack down by having a stroke.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Yes, yeah, of course it is, but completely understandable. Because the stroke has prevented her from looking after him as she always swore she would. So she's determined to recover as quickly as possible.
But won't it be worse if she tries to do too much too quickly?
Well, try telling her that. Nope, she's made up her mind. All we can do is give her plenty of backup. It was hard work convincing Jenny, though.
Oh, dear.
But it was either that or upset Mum all over again. And how would that have helped her get better?
Oh, what a nightmare.
It could have made things a lot worse.
Oh, that doesn't bear thinking about.
I think Jenny's just about forgiven me.
Well, I'll make time to visit them later in the week. We all will.
I would have gone with them this afternoon, but it's easier for Jack if there are a few people fussing about. You know how it is.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you're right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the start of the open event. And the team leading off are the Stags and Hens from St. John's Park.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what's the matter?
And they're off to a cracking start, led by Gordon Trapper with Evie Maskell in the green, Aid Wrigley in the blue, and Ruby Maskell appropriately in red, bringing up the rear. And they're well away over the first, after a very quick start, keeping close as they come up to the second. Oh, dear!
Oh, no. Oh.
She was parted from her horse there in spectacular
fashion. Oh, I'm fine, honestly.
Well, you don't
but she's fine.
Oh, I'm just a bit worried about Nigel, that's all.
Oh, he's a fine horseman, Elizabeth. I'm sure you don't need to worry.
No, it's just, you know what he's like. He's so competitive. If the go-getters aren't making good enough time, he'll start taking risks. I know he will.
You sure you're comfortable, Mum? That seatbelt, is it...
Please, I'm all right, Jennifer.
Good.
We should have set off half an hour ago.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry about that.
You could have left Brian to sort out Rory's cut knee.
Yes, I should have.
You'll spoil him if you're not careful.
Well, we're almost there now.
Didn't they say he had to be out of his room by 11?
Yes, but...
I don't want Jack waiting in the hall of the Willows with his suitcase.
No, I know.
Like some refugee.
Diane said she'd keep the case in her office, and Jack would be very comfortable in the residence lounge.
In front of the TV, no doubt.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be fine, Mum.
Hmm.
He settled in very well.
Another upheaval for him.
He's going home. Which is what you wanted.
Oh, dear.
Mum, what is it?
Nothing.
Have you changed your mind?
No, of course not.
Oh, it's not too late if you have, you know. You're both very welcome to stay at Home Farm. You know that.
No, it isn't that.
Well, what's the matter then?
I'm fine. I'm just a little worried.
About coping?
About Jack. I hope he remembers the lodge is his home.
Oh, Mum, I'm sure he will.
You don't know, though.
You've lived there for years.
Even people without Jack's difficulties become institutionalised very quickly.
Let's not speculate about something which might not even happen.
I just want everything back to normal as soon as possible. That's all.
And it's the Lower Loxley home team, the Go-Getters, with some very experienced riders, led by Shula Hebden-Lloyd, Caroline Sterling second, then Alice Aldrich and Nigel Pardew. And there they go!
Go on!
And they're away very quickly. These riders are intent on setting a good time.
Oh, that's it! Come on! Cheer up, Elizabeth!
Yeah, I'm right.
They've made a great start.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Look, let's get over to the telegraph poles and watch them race downhill.
Has Jack settled down a bit more now?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Mum, he was bound to be disoriented.
Exactly. We're lucky he didn't work himself up into a real state.
Yeah. So what's he doing now?
Sitting by the window in the lounge. He likes it there.
Oh, good. Right, well, Lillian's put the heating on, and I can see she's stocked you up with the basics.
Yes, I asked her to.
There's some milk and butter in here. I'll put most of my stuff in the freezer then.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, now, Mum, what would you like me to leave out for today and tomorrow?
Oh, what is there?
Oh, there's the chicken that I roasted with ours at lunch, and I made you a shepherd's pie, and I made you a fish pie.
Oh, just the chicken, please. That'll do for tomorrow as well, cold.
Yeah, there's some salad in the fridge here too.
And I can use the carcass for stock. Thank you.
Well, I'll do that for you.
I'm quite capable of making a pan of chicken soup.
Yes, of course you are.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, not at the moment, thanks. Oh, Mum. Mum, can you manage?
As the Go-Getters make the sharp right turn into 15 and on towards 16, and they're making excellent time.
Oh, here they come. Oh, my goodness, they are flying. Go, go,
and
go.
Here they are, coming down towards the water splash.
Oh, Alice.
No, no, it's fine. Nigel Partner recovers well. And he's over safely. And over they go!
Oh, right, right, Elizabeth, quick, straight over to the finish. Yeah. Come on!
I'll leave these in cold water and you can put them on to boil later.
I wonder if Lillian thought to get Jack any biscuits for him to have with his tea.
Oh, I'll have a look.
It's all right, I can reach.
Right, what veg would you like with these potatoes?
What did Tony leave?
Some carrots and there's some cabbage and leeks here.
Oh, carrots and cabbage then, please.
Okay, I'll pair them both for you.
No, it's all right, thank you.
Well, it's no problem.
I'll sit down later with a newspaper on the table and do them.
Won't take me a minute.
Oh, really, Jennifer? Besides, don't you have things to do at home? You want to make Alice something nice before she sets off back to university, I'm sure.
Well...
really, Jack and I'll be fine.
Okay, well, all right then.
And thank you for all your help this afternoon.
As I said, it's really no problem.
I do appreciate it, you know.
Yes, yes, I know.
And wrap up. There's a very chilly wind.
Right, well, I will call every morning once I've seen Rory onto the school bus.
Yes, all right, dear.
And I can do all the little jobs that the cleaner leaves.
If you like.
Oh, the curtains in the sitting room... I could take them down and take them to the dry cleaners.
It's a good idea.
Then they'll be nice and fresh for Christmas.
Yes.
And Lillian will call in and do your shopping.
So she said.
Is there anything else that you'd like me to do?
I don't think so.
Oh, I've set the electric blanket on the timer for 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
You and Jack could come over to Home Farm later, you know. Alice would love to see you.
I'd rather not. Jack's settled now.
Yeah, yes, of course. Well, bye then.
Bye, dear.
And do give me a call if you need anything at all.
I will.
See you tomorrow, Mum.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
And now they're turning and taking a diagonal as they jump the gate.
Go on, go on, go!
One. Two.
Come on!
Three and four. All team members safely over the gate.
They're making really good time, Elizabeth.
And now they start the race towards the finish.
Come on,
and
go!
And there's a real race to the line now. Oh. Here they come, making their way to the penultimate
come
fence.
Come on, Nigel.
Come on!
Well done, Nigel!
And... Oh, no!
Caroline!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
That's Caroline Sterling of the Go-Getters.
Oh,
well, that does look rather nasty.
Oh, no.
Poor thing. That could be a collarbone. Oh, poor Caroline. That is really gonna hurt.
Who is it?
Come on through.
Oh, well, that's better.
Look who it is, Jack. It's Ian.
Hello, Jack. How are you keeping?
Oh, hello. Ian.
You're very well, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's chilly out there, I can tell you. It's nice to come into the warm.
Is it winter time?
It's November now, Jack.
Oh, is it?
November the 3rd.
Ah, we're just having lunch, aren't we, Peggy? Have some.
I expect Ian's had his breakfast, haven't you?
I'd love a cup of tea, Jack, thanks.
Oh, smashing.
It's all right, Jack, let me.
Oh. Are you sure you can manage?
Oh, yes. Take your coat off, Ian. Do sit down.
I hope you don't mind me calling in so early in the morning.
Not at all. We're always up and about early, aren't we, Jack?
Mm. Yeah, I was on my way to work and I saw your lights on, so I thought, you know, why not?
Did you?
It's lovely to see you. How are things?
Oh, yeah, fine, thanks. Adam and I had a great weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I managed to wangle a Saturday off before the run-up to Christmas, so we made the most of it.
Good for you.
Oh.
No,
so sorry. There's no harm done. There was only a drop in it.
How clumsy of me.
Well, it can happen to anybody.
Particularly me at the moment, I'm afraid. Oh, dear. Oh, let me pour your tea.
No, it's okay. I'll help myself. Reminds me of when I used to live here.
Yes.
Did you live here, in my house?
Mm-mm. Seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it?
Mm. Oh, indeed it does.
Yeah, it was when I first came to work at Grey Gables, Jack, when I first became chef.
Chef. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I always felt at home.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
Well, I mean, that's true. You made me feel very welcome.
Yeah, that, Jack?
Yes.
In fact, I was wondering, would it be okay if I called in more often? I drive past every day, after all.
Oh, Ian, you know we'll always be glad to see you, but...
Oh, it's just a bit of peace and quiet before I start. You know how busy that kitchen can be, don't you, Jack?
Oh, yes. Very busy. Very busy.
Yeah, so you'd be doing me a favour.
We'd love to see you any time.
Well, how about tomorrow?
Oh, Ian, that would be very nice.
Now, we can't let it slide. It sends out the wrong signals. Yeah. 11?
Coffee? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't realise you were on the phone.
Oh, that's all right. How's Caroline? Did you get to speak to her?
No, she was in bed. She's still a bit shaken up.
Well, I'm not surprised.
But I managed to speak to Oliver.
And what was the verdict at casualty?
Well, not too bad, thank goodness.
Right, good.
She broke her upper arm.
Oh, nasty.
Mm, she's not in plaster, though. Apparently she's just got her arm in a sling.
Good.
Is everything all right, Matt?
Yeah, poor old Caroline, but it's a bit painful.
She's on quite strong painkillers.
Don't blame her. Well, thanks for the coffee.
Right. Well, I've got a busy morning and I'm going to see Mum and Jack. I need to do a proper shop for them. You?
Yeah, hectic, me too. I'll See you later, then.
Adam? Adam, can I have a word?
Yeah, hang on. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Problem?
No. I've just finished the pigs.
Ah, what can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to apologise again, really, for last week, when they got out.
Yeah, well, it's looking a lot better than I first thought. They didn't do too much damage. I don't think it'll need re-drilling, anyway.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, anyway. It won't happen again.
Oh, forget it, honestly.
Cheers. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, we did, actually. It was a friend's 40th, so Ian managed to get a rare Saturday night off.
Oh, sounds great. Good party.
Yeah, it was. Stayed over in a new hotel in Felpersham. Very smart.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you?
Well, me and Brenda went for something a little bit more down market.
Oh, yeah? Did you stay local?
Yeah, very. We had a pizza and a DVD.
Oh, dear.
Very funny film, though. Anchorman. Have you seen it?
No.
Well, no, nor me. I fell asleep about 20 minutes in.
Oh, I know what that's like.
Mm.
As Ian will readily tell you.
Yeah. Have you been to see Gran and Jack yet?
No, not yet. I thought it better to let them, you know, settle back in first.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, they'll have lots of visitors. It'll get quite tiring.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I want to call in at lunchtime if I can get half an hour.
Mm-hmm. I'd be pleased to see you.
Yeah.
Well, I'd better get on.
Yeah, me too. Just before you do, though...
Mm-hmm, yeah?
Quick question.
Uh-huh, go on.
About the venison, really.
What about it?
How does it sell at the farmers' markets?
Very well. You could ask Mum, she does more farmers' markets than I do.
Right, thanks. But it is worth doing them.
Well, depends. I mean, as you know, it's hard work. You know, quite a commitment. You can't just pitch up there as and when. You have to go regularly to build up your customer base, but... Yeah, it works for us. Why?
Because I was wondering if you'd considered selling other products alongside the venison.
I've thought about it. Not something I've explored in any depth.
Right.
Have you got anything specific in mind?
Not yet. I'm just trying to look ahead a bit, that's all.
How many is that you've lost?
What's that?
Well, every time you put your jacket on, you seem to have lost another poppy somewhere along the line.
No, yeah, they just drop off.
What's the matter?
How do you mean?
Well, you seem on edge.
No.
Oh, stand still, Matt. Sure.
I'm fine.
There.
Thanks. Look, get your drink and let's sit down, yeah? Did you hear Sid just now?
What about Sid?
Going on about coaching Ushu for the marathon. Oh, to hear him talk.
You mean they've been running together?
So he says.
Oh, good Lord.
No, I've seen the lovely Mrs. Franks out training and she's taking it very seriously.
I should think Sid's way out of his depth.
Well, he looked a bit apprehensive, I must say. She's coming to call for him in an hour. What was he thinking of, eh? He must be pushing 65 if he's a day. Oh, yeah, I'd better get this.
Oh, Matt, won't it wait? Our food will be here in a minute.
Nah, sorry, look, hold on. I'll be back in a mo.
Oh, honestly.
Yeah, how's it going there?
Oh, hey, Adam, over here.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, you'll keep a lady company for a few minutes, won't you?
Of course.
Come on, sit down. How are you?
Ah, fine, thanks. How's Gran, more to the point?
Oh, managing.
Would this afternoon be a good time to pop over?
Yeah, I think so.
She won't be having a nap or anything.
Well, it's hard to say these days, darling. She's never been to nap in the afternoon, but, you know. Anyway, if you go in by the back door.
Oh, well. And how about Caroline? Any news?
She's broken her upper arm. Could have been a lot worse.
It could. I'll tell Alice. She's been worrying.
Yeah, it was all very dramatic. Oliver, bless him, plonked his microphone down and came racing over.
Did he?
Yeah, Nigel took over the commentary while they went to hospital.
Where did she come off?
Right at the final fence.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
No more riding for Caroline for a while, then?
No, and it's such a shame. The go-getters were doing brilliantly. They were really flying. Huh? You should have seen Nigel take the water jump. It was very exciting.
Afternoon, Adam.
Matt?
How are things?
Busy.
Pleased to hear it.
Mm-hmm. So, I'd better get on. I'll catch you later, Lillian.
Yeah, bye, darling.
Oh, I was just going to ask if Ian's on tonight.
The Grey Gables? Why?
I thought we might eat there.
Oh, your mood's improved. Who was it just called you?
Just Chalkman. Something needed sorting out, and he took care of it.
What?
Oh, somebody defaulting on a business loan we set up with him. Nothing important.
No?
Trying it on, you know what they're like. Using the credit crunch as an excuse.
Oh, I see.
Just a case of rescheduling the payments. Yeah, been one or two of them recently. Anyway, where's the food? Hasn't it come yet? I'm starving.
Are you sure Jack's all right out there, Gran?
He's fine, thanks, Tom. He likes pottering about with the rake and watching the birds.
Oh, okay.
And how's business?
Business is, plural.
Oh, yes, of course.
Doing great, thanks.
Good.
I want to push the Bridge Farm side as soon as I can. I'm thinking about maybe producing ham.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, not the watery plastic stuff. This'll be home-cured organic ham. Top quality stuff. We could sell it by the slice at farmers' markets. That sort of thing.
Goodness.
Only, that's just between you and me at the moment, Gran, all right? I'd rather Brian didn't get to know about it.
Well, no. All right.
I'm working on the dry cure bacon for him. That's enough to be going on with.
If you say so, dear.
I've got to discuss the ham idea with Mum and Dad first, obviously, but there's no reason why they shouldn't back it, so long as I do my market research.
Which I'm sure you will.
Got Brenda on it already, and the bacon market as well.
You don't think you're taking on too much, Tom? Are you sure all this is manageable?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard work, Gran, but I can do it. I've brought a new pigman on board to help out at Home Farm.
Oh?
He's, well, we had a bit of an accident last week. Some of the pigs broke out and got into one of the fields. I'm sure you heard. Adam was furious.
Yes, Jennifer told me.
Anyway, all that's sorted now. I'm just keeping an eye on the new bloke. Still haven't had his references in.
I see.
I'm having a bit of difficulty tracking down his previous boss. Are you all right, Gran?
I'm fine, dear, thank you.
You going to the bonfire on Wednesday?
No, we'll stay at home.
Oh, I remember. You had a bit of a time with Jack last year, didn't you? With him thinking the Bangs were the war going on.
It took him back to the Blitz, yes.
Oh, he must have been terrified.
I wouldn't want to put him through that again.
Well, of course not, no.
Peggy! Peggy!
Whatever's the matter, Jack?
Peggy! Come and look!
I think I'll get off now, Gran. Thanks for the coffee.
All right, dear. Thank you for calling in.
Peggy!
Yes, I'm coming.
Bye then.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye, Jack. See you again soon.
Oh, yes. Bye.
Now, what have you seen? Where did you say?
Over there. See?
Oh, Jack, on the lawn. Well spotted.
Yes.
It's a woodpecker. A green woodpecker.
Is it? Woodpecker?
It is. And he's beautiful.
He is beautiful. You are beautiful too, Peggy.
Oh, Jack, what a lovely thing to say.
You are. Oh, it's nice, very nice.
What is, dear?
Here, with you.
And I think so too.
Good.
I missed you so much last week, Jack.
Did you? Where did I go?
You went on a little holiday.
Did I?
But we're both back home together now.
Together.
And everything's going to be fine.
Hi, Ryan.
All right, Alistair. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry.
Have you been waiting long?
A few minutes, that's all. I got your text.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
Problems?
Just the usual. Anyway, thanks for suggesting this. I appreciate it.
No, I just thought a quiet drink before the meeting would do us both good. A chance to unwind a bit before we go in.
Yeah, great.
So, what do you fancy? There's a nice cafe bar just up from here on Friargate. Let's go for a coffee, shall we?
Well, yeah, by the end of this week, they should have laid the brickwork up to the first floor level.
They're cracking on with it then.
Well, I've been keeping behind them a bit. I want as much done as possible before winter sets in.
And how's Roy and Ailey managing with the little ones?
Well, they ain't moving over to Lower Loxley just yet, but Ailey's had her work cut out, keeping Phoebe out of the way at half term.
They love it, don't they, kids?
Oh, she's that excited, showing Roy what's been done when he gets back from work. And filthy, God! Ailey's been putting a wash on every night. I don't know how Phoebe does it.
Yeah, that's kids for you. She auditioning for the banjo tonight?
Yeah, well, it's a pity she's too young for bell ringing. Neil's looking for new recruits. The more to keep her busy, the better.
Look who's here.
Oh, well, if it ain't the screaming skull himself. All right, Kenton?
Hi, Mike. Eddie? All right?
Fat Paul Ake. What's he like?
Quiet. I mean, when did a balloon bursting ever sound like a gun? Let's face it.
I wish I'd been there. What a laugh.
Yeah, well, thanks for reminding us all about it, Mike.
I'll give over. Eddie's got bookings for next Halloween already, ain't you, mate?
Well, not exactly, but I have to admit the punters left very happy.
Did they?
Yeah. Thought it was hilarious.
Him and Joe made a tidy few quid in tips.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, not that much. Linda Snell's cutting it fine, ain't she? Should have started these auditions by now.
Now she'll be here. Hey, who sings with your Auntie Peggy, Kenton?
Oh, they seem to be coping very well, thanks, Mike.
Oh, I don't know how she does it. Peggy's a real trooper.
Yeah, she is, and you know, she's getting lots of support, too.
Right.
So evening,
everyone. Sorry, I'm a bit late.
It's all right, Robert. Where's your missus?
Victim of flu, I'm sorry to say.
Oh?
So, I'll be taking the auditions tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, well, she was coughing fit to burst on Halloween.
I've left her dosed up with aspirin and chamomile tea. She went straight to bed as soon as she came home from work.
Good. They're dropping like flies at Grey Gables, mate.
Yeah, with Caroline's broken arm as well. Well, he's really going to have his work cut out.
Anyway, right, everyone settle down, please. Thank you very much. Thanks to you all for coming out on such a bad night.
I don't know, we're looking forward to it.
Now, if you're new to the panto, I'm Robert Snell, Linda's husband. And I've been working backstage on it for years. Linda's very sorry not to be here, but she has complete confidence in me to run the auditions.
Yeah, of course she has.
Right, sorry about that. Which reminds me, can everyone please switch off their mobiles and we'll get cracking. What we're going to do, we're going to begin with the villagers so the children can get off home afterwards. And then we'll have contenders for Jack and for Dame Trot, please.
You can tick that one off your list, Robert. Looks like there'll only be me up for that role.
Okay. Well, we'll see, Kenton. So, children and chorus over here.
Hang on a moment, that's what I've come for, the Dame.
Okay. You?
Me. Why? Does that make you nervous?
You're joking, you've got no chance, Eddie.
Oh, why is that?
Because he's going to give me the part.
What, you as well?
Well, that's why I'm here and all.
You've not got the experience.
I have.
What has? Second shepherd from the left in the nativity.
I've been in more shows than Eddie.
I can do a better Dame voice.
Hey?
Jack, what's these beans you've given me?
Oh,
and where's Daisy our cow?
Oh, I rest my case. And I nearly bottled it tonight.
Well, good on you for coming.
We'll see. I'm still not sure I can face them in there.
It does take courage.
But how do you do it? How do you live without it for the rest of your life?
Listen, you don't have to do it for the rest of your life. You do it just for today.
But even that, I've not got the strength.
It's not about strength, Ryan.
How can you say that?
All right. How many times have you tried to give it up? Well, a dozen? 20? How many?
What about every week since I was about 15?
And you've not done it yet.
So what's your point?
The point is that you can't use willpower. It won't work. You can't do it on your own.
Yeah, but I'm not like you.
This illness, we share it, Ryan. It means you're exactly like me.
No, I'm not. Believe me. Oh, forget it.
No, go on.
I can't.
No, go on. I'm listening.
Right. One night.
Go on. Nothing you say will go any further than the two of us.
One night I was babysitting. The wife had gone on a girls' night out. Tim, he was about two or something. Young. Anyway, no, I can't.
It's okay. You won't shock me.
Well, I'd gone online. I'd already lost 500 quid, but I knew the Brazilian league well. Thought I did.
Football?
Yeah. And I knew I could get it back. Anyway, I'm about to place the bet, and Tim wakes up. So I... Well, I legged it upstairs, wrapped him in a duvet, brought him downstairs and sat him on my knee. Tired and crying and everything. Just so I could bet on the Palmeiras game. With my child on my knee. Can you believe it?
I can, yeah.
I feel sick at the thought of it.
I'm telling you, and everyone at the meeting will say it too, this is a sickness.
I'm not telling that one to the group, no way.
Share the burden, that's how we all get through. Talking of which, we should make a move. Meeting will be starting.
Okay. Well, thanks for the coffee and everything.
Look, let's go for a pint after the meeting.
You'll be wanting to get back, won't you? Won't your family be waiting for you?
No, there's no hurry. Really.
Okay, then. If you're sure.
Well done, Kenton. That was excellent. Thank you.
Oh, cheers, Robert. Knock his socks off. Just you wait.
Right. Eddie, you can go next.
Okay, Tart. Excellent, eh? Well, good luck, Eddie, mate. I'm a hard act to follow.
You wish.
I'll be doing a bit from Albert and the Lion, Robert.
I'll look forward to it.
See?
Albert and the Lion? You mean you would prepare something more appropriate?
Like what?
Like some of the script.
We ain't got a script.
Ah, but Brenda downloaded one off the internet. I've learned some of the Dane speeches from it.
Eddie, when you're ready, please.
That's cheating.
Eddie.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
And meanwhile, Mike, you can prepare your speech in the wings.
Oh, there you are.
Sir, what do you think so far?
Yeah, some very promising performances, actually.
Yeah, well, that's Sabrina Thwaite, eh?
Ooh. Yeah, very good. Definite maybe.
Well, definite, definite in my book. Now, you've got to cast her, Robert. She's the perfect Jack. I mean, she's got that thigh-slapping thing off to a tee.
Well, the decisions are all Linda's, but I'll be recommending her highly.
Well, I tell you, she'll bring the punters flocking in.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
you know, and with all the men in the audience getting hot under the collar, we'll save on central heating too.
Good point.
Yeah, what about the rest? I thought there were some pretty good kids.
Yeah. Although I'm not so sure about the tap-dancing fox twins. Even if they did win the talent competition on their campsite in France.
Yeah, oh, and their mother would be an absolute nightmare too, can you imagine?
ready, Robert?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Eddie. In your own time, please.
Hang on. What's he doing there?
Who?
Kenton Archer, sitting at your table.
Oh, am I putting you off, Eddie?
Not me.
Well then.
Eddie, can we please get on?
Like I said, she's had a lot to put up with. I don't know why she hasn't left.
Well, she obviously loves you and believes in you.
Can't understand why. I've given her nothing but grief.
I know what it's like to get to rock bottom. And so do the others. You heard them tonight. Learn from our mistakes.
I really hope I can do it this time.
You can.
It's so hard not to let it all get to you. I mean, it'll be Christmas soon. Plus, the MOT on the car runs out in a couple of weeks.
No one said it'll be easy, but it'll be worth it.
Stupid car. I know it's going to fail.
Really?
It's only held together by spot welding and prayers.
Car's going to be a real money pit. Gets to the point when you're spending more on them than they're worth.
Yeah. They're nice wheels you're driving.
Yeah, but if I didn't have to drive up potholed dirt tracks at all hours dealing with difficult carvings and colicky ponies, I'd drive something a lot cheaper to run, don't you worry.
You're a vet.
Yeah, I am.
That must be interesting. Not like shifting boxes from one end of a warehouse to the other.
Yes, I'm very lucky. And I ought to be getting off.
Well, cheers. It's done me good tonight, being able to talk it through with you.
It's not me, Ryan, it's the support of the group, remember? That's the important thing.
Yeah, of course. Well, sorry if I've been going on a bit tonight.
Oh, don't be silly.
But I definitely feel a lot better now than I did earlier.
One day at a time, eh?
Yeah. Maybe with backup from you and the group, I really can get my life sorted. Robert, same again.
No, thanks, Kenton. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Absolutely, thanks.
Okay.
Well done, Robert.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
You made a good job of it.
Oh, yes.
Quite hard work.
Well, can I get you another, Robert?
Oh, I was just about to offer.
Well, I got in first.
Now, thanks, both of you. Best not.
Oh. Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Yeah.
Oh, how did it go?
Oh, great. I thought your carrot method worked really well, Robert. Especially with the kids.
What do you mean, carrot?
Well, your missus usually uses the stick.
I'm sure both approaches are valid.
Yeah, of course they are. Well, do we make a nice change till she's better, eh? And takes the reins again.
Mm. Well, speaking of my better half, she'll be wondering how things went.
Oh, well, look, thanks very much.
Yeah. Cheers, Robert. Right,
evening, everybody.
Yeah, bye, Robert.
Right. Well, I said I was getting on with training Usha for that marathon.
Yeah, and I better get back and see my lot before they get off to bed. So, night all.
Yeah, bye, night, mate. Fellas. Oh.
Alistair, what are you going to have?
Oh, pint, please.
Well, how did the meeting go?
Oh, fine, thanks. Very satisfying, in fact.
Oh, yeah?
Positive all round, really.
Oh, good on you.
You?
Well, judging from Robert's reaction, I am a shoo-in for Dame Trot.
Oh, excellent. Mm. And, you're doing the firework display at the bonfire with David, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, too right. And tell your friends, that is going to be out of this world.
Oh, we'll be there.
I tell you, I am on a roll, Alistair, mate. Somebody stop me!
Hello?
Yes, who is it, please?
Peggy, it's Ian.
Ian, I...
Well, is something the matter, Peggy?
Everything's fine, really.
Well, can I come in?
There's no need today, dear.
No. Well, that's a shame. I was looking forward to that delicious coffee.
Oh, dear.
Peggy? Peggy, well, look, I'm here to help. Tell me what the matter is.
Oh, Ian. You can see for yourself. Come in.
Is it Jack, or are you under the weather yourself?
It's Jack. He had a rather disturbed night.
Okay, and where is he now?
He's in the sitting room.
And he's asleep?
He is now, yes.
He's dressed? Is he?
Those are the clothes he was wearing yesterday.
Well, shall we have that coffee in the kitchen, maybe? We won't disturb him there.
Oh, dear. Ian, do excuse the mess.
I see what you mean. Doesn't look like your kitchen at all, does it?
I've been trying to tidy things up. Jennifer will be here at 10.
Well, you can't do all this on your own. I won't let you.
It's such a muddle.
Do you want to sit down, Peggy? You look exhausted.
I don't mind admitting it to you, Ian. I am.
Well, what happened? What was Jack trying to do?
Oh, dear. Last night, he got it into his head that we hadn't eaten supper. And he wouldn't listen to me when I told him what we'd had. He was... Oh, dear. Jack's usually so even-tempered.
Okay, go on.
Well, he worked himself up into a state. He wouldn't come upstairs to bed and said that I... He accused me of not looking after him.
Oh, dear.
He said if I wouldn't make him any supper, he'd do it himself. So he got all the pots and pans out and he wouldn't let me into the kitchen to see what he was doing.
Oh, Peggy.
He usually sleeps very well when he's with me, but he just got so worked up.
And what did you do?
I just kept trying until he let me in. He'd taken almost everything out of the cupboards.
Well, I can see that.
And he'd melted the handle of the milk pan and let it boil dry. You can still smell it.
Right, okay, just give me a minute.
What are you doing? Who are you calling?
It's okay. I'm just ringing Grey Gables to let them know I'll be a wee bit late. We'll see if Jack's awake, eh? You can help him wash and change and I'll get tidied up down here before Jennifer arrives.
And then Josh noticed Mike raking over the bonfire wood to liberate any hidden wildlife.
Linda's flu didn't stop her ringing to remind him, then.
Oh, no. And Ben was telling Rory all about it at the school bus stop.
He's been telling all his mates you and his Uncle Kenton are doing the firework display.
Yeah, I know. I just hope we can live up to expectations.
Oh, I'm sure you will. You've spent enough on it.
Yeah, even so, I don't want Rory to expect something like the Beijing Olympics. It would be a bit of a damp squib, if you know what I mean.
David, it'll be great. Oh, aren't you supposed to be fencing off the green this morning?
No, it's okay. I told Kenton Eddie and I needed to get this finished.
And he was okay about doing it on his own?
Kenton? On his own? Are you joking? He'll have roped in some unsuspecting innocent like Chris Carter by now.
That's true.
He'd be leaning on a fence post dispensing wit, wisdom and instructions and keeping his hands clean.
Any coffee left in that flask, Ruth?
Of course there is. Come and get some.
Oh, cheers.
Can you just hold this for me, David?
Yeah, sure.
And how's it going here?
Very well, eh, Eddie?
Touching wood.
Eddie should have got the holes dug by tonight so we can start putting the troughs in place tomorrow.
Great. What?
Look, over there in the lane.
Oh, Usha and Sid. She's training for the marathon.
Look at Sid.
Very fetching shade of puce.
Yeah.
Poor thing. There you go, Ed.
Oh, cheers, Ruth. So, you reckon this new system's going to make you a fortune, do you?
I doubt it. There aren't many fortunes in farming these days.
Yeah, especially not dairy farming.
Dad used to go on about paddock grazing when I was a kid. Never got round to putting them in, though.
This isn't really like the old-style paddock grazing.
No?
We're going to have a lot more paddocks for a start.
Yeah, the idea is to put the cows in, graze them down fast, and then move them on again, all in a few hours.
And that way the grass recovers quickly, and you get maximum production over the season.
You hope?
Yeah, well, it is only a theory, till we've tried it.
Oh, come on, David, we know it works. We've seen it on enough farms.
Will it work here, though?
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
Well, good on you for trying. Good job someone's prepared to have a go.
Listen, Eddie, are you, do you mind if I skip off a bit early tonight? Are you happy to finish the groundwork?
Yeah, of course I am. You're the boss.
Only there's loads to get ready for the firework display.
Oh, yeah? You're going to do Ambridge Proud, are you?
We'll do our best.
They've got a great selection.
Yeah, we got some sizeable donations.
He and Kenton had the time of their lives buying them.
I don't mind admitting we did.
And there's a surprise for the last one, isn't there?
Oh, what's that then?
Well, it wouldn't be much of a surprise if I told you, would it?
That's true.
If it all goes to plan. I hope this wind drops.
You'll be there to see it, Eddie.
Oh, of course, yeah. George is really excited.
He won't remember last year, will he?
I don't think so. Edward and Emma have given it the big build-up.
I bet.
He was at Ollerton last year with William and Nick.
Oh, yeah.
So, Clary's missing William, wishing he could take George to Ambridge this year.
Well, there'll be plenty more bonfires.
Yeah.
And Kenton won't be relinquishing the fireworks easily, so...
Yeah, well, talking of that brother of yours...
Oh, what's he done now?
You should have seen him sucking up to Robert Snell last night.
To Robert? Why?
Trying to sabotage me and Mike, taking a part that I should have won fair and square.
Oh, well, what did you go for?
Dame Trot, of course.
And did he get the part?
But ain't saying till he puts the cast list up next week.
You'll have to discuss it with Linda first.
Oh, I reckon Kenton's in for a disappointment, though.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Robert was full of praise for me after my audition. That part's mine. Yeah, no danger.
There we are. Done and dusted in record time.
Thank you so much, Ian. Have you got time for another coffee?
No, I'm fine, thanks. I really ought to get off. Is there any chance you can get some sleep?
We'll put something nice on the television. I can rest in my chair.
Yeah. You make sure Peggy gets a good rest today then, Jack.
Oh, yes, I will.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
I don't know what I'd have done.
Honestly, Peggy, me and Tidy Kitchens, we go together.
It's made you very late for work.
Well, I'd like to believe I'm indispensable at Grey Gables, but I'm sure they've cracked on very well without me.
I work at Grey Gables.
Yeah, it's a fine hotel.
Oh, yes it is. It's lovely.
You're very kind.
Rubbish. Now, is there anything else you need before I shut off?
Well...
I'll just name it. Shopping, whatever.
Lillian's going to the supermarket for me, and Tony's dropping off a vegetable box, but...
Anything. Just say.
Ian, I'd be so much happier if you didn't say anything to Jennifer or any of the family about what happened. Would you mind?
Are you sure? You're taking on a lot here, Peggy.
I'm sure. We've never had a night like that before. Hopefully he'll get back into a proper sleeping pattern.
I'll do whatever you think best, then.
Thank you.
So, Adam and I won't expect you at the bonfire?
No. I won't even remind him it's bonfire night. Jack and I will have a quiet time and then go to bed.
Well, perfect weather conditions.
Yep.
Have you set the rocket launchers up?
Uh-huh.
Well, you could go and put the first one out then, the big opening number.
Okay. Are Kathy and Jamie here yet?
No, I can't see them. Kathy was waiting for the treacle toffee to cool.
Whoa. Homemade treacle toffee, eh?
Yeah, fantastic. And the way Kathy makes it, it's just like it used to taste when we were kids. She did a demo on Sunday.
Ooh, can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, word of warning, though. It's sticky.
Well, I should think so.
Hope you're not too partial to your fillings.
It'll be worth it.
Hi, you two big kids.
Hi, Ruth.
Where are our offspring?
Oh, with Jill and Phil. Your dad's bought a box of the biggest sparklers you could imagine.
Yeah?
We've been writing our names with them already.
Oh, yeah? And who's the overgrown kid now, then, eh?
Nobody can resist a sparkler.
Oh, right. The time has come. Do you want to, or shall I?
No, go on, then. Here. I'll hold that for you.
Cheers. Okay, give it here. Ah, yes, that's caught nicely.
You look like some medieval jailer.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, aim for the straw bale in the middle.
Okay, right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want a really big countdown for the bonfire lighting. Are you ready? Okay. 10, 9. Oh, come on, everyone.
8, 8, yes. 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, that's going to go up nicely.
I've just been talking to Usha.
Yeah?
Sid's told her he can't come training with her anymore. He's blaming pub hours.
Hey, see that? Proper bonfire, that'll be.
It's lovely. Right, I'll get back to the kids, and you two can have your fun.
Oh, okay, bro. Our time is drawing near for the Ambridge Fireworks Spectacular.
Ah, right, okay. Right, everybody, get your pigs in blankets and your coffee and your bonfire pop. The firework display will commence in approximately half an hour. Yay!
Oh!
Oh, here you are. I wondered where you'd got to.
Look, Peggy, look.
I thought perhaps you'd come to bed.
Look up there.
Oh, you're watching the fireworks.
Fireworks, yes. Oh, they're very good.
And you do have a good view from this window when the rockets go up.
Oh, yes, a very good view. Will you watch?
Of course I will. Aren't you cold with the window open?
No, no, I can see them better.
You can hear them too. Oh, look at that one.
A red one.
That's right.
Are you cold, Peggy? Come here. Oh, it's like a outside in the...
It's like a flower opening, isn't it?
Yes.
Like one of Phil's croissants.
A flower?
Yes.
Is this what we do?
Watch the firework display?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Oh, it's stopped. Oh, no, there's more. Is there more?
I hope so, Jack. I do hope so.
For the third time, get up now, please. I need the sheets for the wash. Oh.
He's in the bathroom.
Oh, miracle of miracles. I thought you'd gone out to the surgery. What are you doing in here? And how on earth can you concentrate with this racket?
Daniel was telling me about this drawing package. Thought I'd better try it out while he was around to ask, in case I got stuck.
What is it you're working on? Oh, is that for the pantomime?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Well, you know Linda has aspirations about having a waterfall on stage.
I don't think she meant you to make one.
No, it is an ambitious idea.
Yeah, exactly. We've probably still got the old flats from Larry's production stashed away somewhere.
Oh, no, that wouldn't do. A rubbish production, apparently.
No, it wasn't. It was great fun, as I remember.
Not according to Linda.
So we get landed with one of her Sunningdale scripts, with appropriate additions, whatever that may mean.
local references?
If only. A waterfall.
No, no, to be fair, that's more about me rising to the challenge.
You have thrown yourself into this, haven't you?
Yeah, you know I relish a challenge. Have you and Jill been to look at costumes yet?
Oh, yes. We went over to Floss yesterday.
Oh, dear. Not good.
To be honest, the Felpisham Light Opera Society costumes were a bit, well, tatty is the word, I'm afraid.
Ah.
All except the cow costume, which was pristine.
There's not much call for pantomime cows and Gilbert and Sullivan.
No. But they do the odd panto as well. Anyway, we'll have to wait until Linda's feeling a bit better and have a meeting with her about it.
Oh, don't you just love the pantomime season?
I do, actually. It's always worth it in the end. It always comes together.
Oh, Shula, before Daniel comes back, are you going to be free at lunchtime?
Mm, can be. Why?
Just like to talk about his birthday, that's all.
Gosh, it's usually me who has to remind you.
Get me check up on us, have you?
Not you, no. Gary.
Aye, I thought so.
Where is he?
I sent him on the quad bike to get some air concentrate.
Oh, good. I just want a quick word.
Well, what about?
I finally heard from the guy at his last place.
Oh, aye.
It took some doing for them to track him down, but I got a call from him first thing this morning.
What did he have to say for himself?
The thing is, he wasn't as upbeat about Gary's work on the farm as I'd hoped.
Well, what did he say?
Well, on the plus side, he did say he was a conscientious worker. He did like the work and was good with the pigs.
So what's your problem?
He also said that Gary lacks concentration.
Did he know?
And he told me there were a couple of times when batches of pigs got mixed up, which meant a lot of time and energy was wasted sorting them out again.
Could happen, I suppose.
It didn't just happen. It was down to mistakes by Gary. So they weren't all that sorry to see him go, apparently. Off the record.
Right. So, what are you going to do about it?
Good question.
Are you keeping him on, or what?
I don't know.
You've not trained him up properly, Tom. That's the trouble.
What?
Well, just look at him. Away with the fairies half the time. They focus.
Hang on a minute. He was trailing you.
It's not my responsibility. You employed him.
You recommended him.
I put a word in for him because his ma's a good customer. Call it customer relations.
Look, I'd rather not discuss your relations with your customers. I'm talking about my business here.
Aye, your business. Me, I'm just the pigman.
Wait a minute. This is crazy. I'd never have heard of Gary if you
Listen,
hadn't...
if you'd wanted me to be your recruitment consultant, you should have said. I could do an extra few grand in my pay packet.
You're something else, you are.
Who, me? Look, mate, it's up to you who you take on and who you give the push. You're the boss.
Well, thanks for your cooperation.
Bell ringing. Josh, we are talking about the same child here, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, Pip, I could understand. Hang on. Haven't you forgotten something?
Have I? What?
Supposed to be a flow valve in there.
Oh, so there is. Sorry.
I thought you could do plumbing.
Yeah, but I haven't done any for ages.
Well, it's not exactly complicated, a water trough.
Oh, yeah, all right, don't get smart. Pass me the valve, then.
There you go.
Thanks. You know, Pip's going to Neil's tryouts, too. Her and Jonathan.
Oh, right. Well, she's musical, at least.
As long as it doesn't interfere with school.
She'd be carrying on the family tradition. Daniel isn't interested.
Shula's had a go at trying to persuade him.
Yeah, but Josh...
Well...
Yeah?
Well, Neil did let slip that they get paid for ringing at weddings.
Oh, right.
It'd be extra pocket money. That's all he's interested in, I bet.
Yeah, well, now it makes sense.
Yep. I'm going to nip back in a bit and have a look at that cow.
Okay.
She had problems last year and she's carrying twins.
Yeah, sure. This job's going to take longer than I thought, though.
It's 20 troughs.
I know. Take the best part of next week, I reckon, with the two of us.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Oh, well, it's got to be done.
Everybody seemed to enjoy the fireworks last night.
Yeah, they did, if I say so myself.
The good night cascade was a nice touch. He kept that a secret.
Yeah, it did go down well.
Oh, what was the letter this morning from Borsetshire Council?
Oh, it was just about the street lighting thing, that's all.
Right.
Actually, I'm glad you reminded me. I've got to summarise it and give them the bad news tonight at the parish council meeting.
So they're not making any changes, then?
Not for the moment, no.
Well, what did they say?
Oh, you know, sort of thing I expected them to say. It's mainly about safety and people's perception of safety.
On the road, you mean?
Mm. Yeah, and antisocial behaviour and crime prevention. People feel safer to go out at night if the streets are well lit.
I can understand that.
Yeah, of course, that won't be to everyone's liking. You can see their point of view too, but, you know, can't please all the people all the time, can you?
No, you can't.
Is Eddie milking tonight?
Yeah, why?
Well, it's just that I wanted to get as much of this done today as possible.
Oh, fine by me.
Unless you've got other plans. Didn't you want to call in on Auntie Peggy?
I called in this morning after I dropped the kids off at the school bus.
All right. How is she?
Oh, nothing to report, really. Jack was having a good day and she was sorting out a drawer. Everything was so tidy, she put me to shame.
So she's managing all right?
Seems to be, yeah.
Have you eaten?
Yeah, I'm all right, Tar. My mum packed a lunch for me.
Can I have a word, then?
Yes, suppose.
It's about what happened last week.
Oh, look. I said I'm sorry, and I am.
Well, that's good.
Was that it?
No. Just a minute.
What?
Well, I'll come straight to the point. I'm just wondering whether you're really suited to working with pigs.
Of course I am.
Well, it's not that simple.
It's him, innit?
Who?
Sidebottom. Bloke I used to work for.
Oh, your ex-manager?
Yeah, him. He always had it in for me since the day I got took on there. He was a right bully, Tom. Not like you. It's great here, I love it. I was just telling my mum this morning. I'm happy here. It's great.
Right. Well, I'm glad, obviously, that you've settled in well.
Oh, I have.
The thing is...
Oh, no. No, no. You're not giving me the shove, are you? I said I'm sorry about letting the pigs get out in that field. It was a mistake. I know what I did wrong. I always learn from my mistakes, and I won't let it happen again.
Unfortunately, I can't take the chance.
No, please don't sack me. Mum will go mad. She was so chuffed when I got this job. Me too. Like I said, I love it here. I love working with the pigs. You're a great boss. Jazzer. Jazzer's a good laugh. It's the best thing that's happened to me for ages.
Well...
It is, honest. Please.
I do like to see enthusiasm.
Yeah?
Okay. Let me think it over.
Oh, that's great. Cheers.
I haven't decided anything yet.
No, I know.
I'll give it some thought and get back to you as soon as I can. Okay?
Thanks for that, Alistair. I knew she'd have problems.
Well, at least they're both heifers.
Yep.
How's Pip getting on at Young Farmers? Does she still go?
Yeah, she loves it. We're off 10-pin bowling again next week.
Yeah?
How's Daniel?
A teenager.
Enough said. It's his birthday next week, isn't it?
Actually, that's why I was asking about Pip.
Hmm?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the indoor rock climbing place. Thought we might fix up a birthday visit there. Didn't David say the YFC had been on one of their socials?
Yeah, it'd be a great party treat. Although he might want to check that all his friends would be up for it.
Oh yeah, good point.
I mean, they wear harnesses, but even some macho lads wimp out when it comes to heights. Huh. That's what Pip says.
Yeah, well, what does it entail, do you know?
Well, there are probably different packages you can go for. Pip did basic rock climbing techniques, and then once they got to the top, they were taught how to abseil down again.
Oh, that sounds great. Is it expensive?
No idea. She brought a leaflet back with her. I'll dig it out if I can.
Caroline's like the rest of us. Can't keep away from work.
Oh, she felt guilty leaving Roy to cope alone with Linda off too. But she's feeling a lot better and her arm's only strapped up.
Well, I bet she won't be doing any more team chasing for a while, though.
Oh, none of us will, unfortunately. Till next season, anyway.
Shame.
So Kenton asked Sid when he was going out running again with Usha.
Typical Kenton. What did Sid say?
Well, he blustered a bit. Said that Usha was a novice runner. Apparently, he's politely turned her down with much regret because she was holding him back. That's priceless.
Yeah, he's here. Just a sec. How's sir?
Yeah?
It's your better half.
Oh, thanks.
Is everything okay?
Hi,
here?
Shula.
Can you give me a hand?
Hi. I've just got a couple of messages for you. One from Bank Farm and the other from Mrs. Wilson about the food you recommended for her lab.
Oh, thanks.
And I wanted to check if you were out tonight.
No, why?
Well, since we missed having lunch together...
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. But I wondered if you were meeting up with the guy from GA, Ryan.
No, no. So we can sort out Daniel's party later.
Oh, great. How did the meeting go on Tuesday? I didn't get the chance to ask.
I'm a bit worried, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought you seemed preoccupied.
He and his family are really struggling.
Oh, well, remember, you don't have to do it all on your own.
He's only been mothering me all afternoon, Tom.
Oh, make your mind up, Jazza.
Well, he's okay, but he's hard going. Anyway, I thought you were giving him the push.
It's not as simple as that.
So what's the problem?
He's very keen.
Aye, I know he is. Well, everybody's entitled to the odd mistake.
If that's what it was, an odd one. But can I take the risk it won't happen again?
Oh, he's been fine this afternoon.
Under your supervision, though.
Aye, but he needs to know. You can't keep him hanging on like this.
I know.
Plus he's doing my head in, keeps asking if you've made your mind up. Like I'm telepathic or something.
And if I do let him go, I'll be back at square one.
Aye.
Having to do it all myself.
With Brian Aldridge smirking like a chimp at you every time he passes the field.
Yeah.
Well, so?
Oh, I don't know. I'll sleep on it.
Problems, eh? Who'd be a boss?
Right now, I'm wondering the same thing myself.
Sorry, what was that, Jenny?
Rory! Come on, your porridge is going cold! I was just worrying about Mum.
What?
Well, she's fain to say there's no need for me to go over this morning.
Well, that's her choice, isn't it?
Yeah, she said she was very tired.
Not surprised.
No. And then there's Rory's birthday next Friday.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, you know I've invited some of his little friends for a party tea.
And you want my help?
Well, yes, of course I do. Do you want some coffee?
Oh, thanks. Well, I mean, is there anything else I can do? Would you like me to order food in?
No, no, no. I've got it more or less in hand. And the entertainer's booked and everything. But all that happens on Saturday.
Hmm.
And Elizabeth rang yesterday and asked if we'd like her to take him home with the twins on his birthday, after school.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah, and with Mum's birthday next week as well, on Thursday. Oh, Rory, did you hear me? Come on down now.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I thought I'd like to give her a party. Nothing too elaborate, just close family.
Yeah, if you like.
So I thought I'd say yes to Elizabeth.
Good. I mean, everyone wants to do what they can to help, and you should let them.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if you're worried, you should pop round to your mother's this morning anyway.
Well, that won't please her when she's told me not to.
No.
But yeah, you're right. Perhaps
I will.
You can
always check up on her and then leave.
I'll drop Rory off at the school bus and go straight there. I promised her I'd take some curtains to the dry cleaners anyway.
See you in a bit, Hayley. Tom!
What's up?
Turn the extractor on.
Oh, sorry.
Thought you were going straight to Bridge Farm.
I was, but I fancied a sausage sarnie first.
Oh, here, let me. You're making a right mess.
All right, I can do it.
So what are you up to this morning?
Just giving Dad a hand harvesting cabbage, then back to home farm. You?
I've got a study day today. I'm going over to Willow Farm.
All day?
Not sure yet. Might take Abby out somewhere. Give Hayley a chance to go back to bed for an hour.
Oh, why? She'll or something?
No, Abby's teething, so Hayley's not been getting any sleep.
Oh, right.
And Roy's so busy at Grey Gables. Linda and Caroline are still off, so she's been letting him sleep through and seeing to Abby herself.
Okay, well, give Abby a kiss from her Uncle Tom.
I will. And has Uncle Tom got a kiss for Auntie Brenda?
Come here.
Oh, your bangers are burning.
Oh, heck. Oh, good thing I like them well done.
Have you decided what you're doing about Gary yet?
Yeah, I told him he could stay on.
Really?
Oh, don't say it like that.
What did Gary say?
He was pathetically grateful, which was toe-curling.
So you're his hero?
Yeah, seems like it. Mm. But I told him he's got to really concentrate in future. We can't afford any more mistakes.
Right. Let's just hope he gets his act together.
really aren't that bad.
Oh, I don't mind, Mum.
You could easily have left them until after Christmas.
It really is no trouble.
Peggy?
Yes, Jack?
Where's supper?
We've just had tea and biscuits.
Oh, have we?
Oh, wonder if I should bring the washing in before I take the curtain to the dry cleaners. You know, it looks like rain.
If it rains, I'll bring it in.
Are you sure?
Quite. There are only a few things.
Right. Well, there we are. Oof. You know, I could do it now. And iron anything that's dry.
I can do it later. I am managing, Jennifer.
Yes, you are. And I really should apologise.
There's no need.
Well, I think there is. I was worried when you wanted to come home, but you are doing so well.
Yes.
Brian and I were thinking this morning, hey, how about tea at Home Farm next Thursday?
Are we going out?
No, Jack.
What do you think, Mum?
Oh, I don't really think...
It needn't be a big party, just a little get-together to say happy birthday.
I don't know.
We'll have a think about it anyway.
Yes, it's all right.
Peggy?
I'll see you later then. Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye. Bye, Jack.
Bye. Are you going?
I'm taking the sitting room curtains to the dry cleaners.
Ah. Peggy?
Bye.
Bye.
Peggy?
Yes, Jack.
Tom, can I have a word?
Hi, Brian.
I've just seen Gary going for his lunch.
Oh, yes?
I'm very surprised to find you've kept him on after that fiasco last week.
Are you?
Well, obviously, who you employ is your decision. I can't help wondering if you've made a mistake there.
That was a one-off last week.
I hope so. We don't want any repetition, do we?
No, and there won't be one, hopefully.
I thought Adam took it very well, considering the damage to the wheat.
Well, apparently, it wasn't as bad as you first thought.
Still, it shouldn't have happened.
Oh, come on, Brian, it could have happened to any of us. We've all been there, you know that. I've had a word with Adam, and I've apologised. As far as he and I are concerned, it's history.
All right, fine. Now then, tell me what progress you've made on the marketing survey.
Yeah, going well. Should be finished in the next week or so, as promised.
Hurry it along, won't you, Tom?
Yeah, I am doing.
I'm not looking for war and peace here, so it shouldn't take too long.
Anything else?
No, not for the moment. Now, I'll look forward to seeing your recommendations.
No problem. See you later then, Brian.
Sammy?
Jack?
Oh, there you are, Peggy.
Whatever are you doing?
It's Sammy.
Sammy?
Sammy, he's in here.
Let's put some of these things back in the cupboard, shall
no,
we?
No! Sammy!
Jack, Sammy isn't in there.
Yes, he is.
Oh, come on, let's put the vacuum cleaner back.
No, I need it here.
No, you don't.
Yes. What about Sammy?
I keep telling you, Sammy isn't here.
He's in here.
Jack, please get off the vacuum cleaner and let me put it away.
No.
Oh, now look what you've done. You've got dust everywhere. Move away.
No.
Move away before it gets trampled all over the house.
No.
Oh, you stupid. Oh.
Oh. Oh, dear. Peggy!
Go away.
Peggy!
Please, Jack.
There's somebody at the door. Peggy, I'm seeing who it is. Oh, hello.
Hello, Jack. I left my scarf when I came this morning. What's going on? Where's Peggy?
And she gets so frustrated because when Hayley puts her on her tummy, she sees something she wants, but she can't crawl towards it yet.
Have any of her teeth come through yet?
No, but she's drooling like mad.
Ugh, yuck.
Tom, how can you muck pigs out one minute and then think little Abby is horrible?
Well...
And I was going to offer to give you a shoulder rub.
Oh, a shoulder rub, eh? Oh, go on, please.
Well...
That would be great.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
I saw Neil this morning as well.
Yeah?
He was asked to do a bit of decorating on the new flat over the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Said he found some new recruits for his bell-ringing team too. Josh Archer for one. What are you doing back here anyway?
Looking for you.
No, really?
Yeah, really. On the side.
What is it? Oh, forgetting Sarah Marshall. I've been wanting to watch it for ages.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
It's just to say thanks for doing the marketing survey.
I've been getting a good response generally. Pubs, cafes, lots seem really keen on buying a quality bacon brand, as long as it's reasonably priced.
Oh, brilliant. So, do you want to go out tonight?
Yeah, great.
Oh, just a bit to the right. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Doesn't feel too tense.
No, and I just had a bit of a run-in with Brian.
What did he have to say?
Oh, you know, he's really trying to pile the pressure on.
I know what he's like.
But I'm not letting it get to me.
Good for you.
I knew working with Brian was never going to be a walk in the park, but at the moment, I couldn't care less what he says.
That's because you're lucky enough to have me.
Yeah, and Mum and Dad buying Bridge Farm.
Yeah, things are looking up for us, aren't they?
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. I've given him the jar of pennies. He's lining them all up in piles on the coffee table.
Thank you.
No worries.
Tea?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I've been thinking about what he was doing. He said he was looking for Sammy.
Sammy?
Sammy was my cat, years ago.
Uh-huh.
But he gave me a little crystal cat for our anniversary. We call it Sammy. He and Lillian had hidden it from me, and it was inside one of the galoshes in the cupboard under the stairs.
What, would he remember all that?
I don't know. I just wondered if that was what he was looking for.
Well, it could have been, I suppose, but we'll never know.
Oh, milk. Oh,
careful, Peggy. You're spilling it.
Oh, no.
No, don't worry. It'll soon mop up.
That's all you seem to have done for me this week. Clean up.
It's nothing.
Poor Jack. I oughtn't to have lost my temper with him like that.
You'd have to be a saint not to at times.
But it's not his fault I'm feeling so feeble. Oh, I shouldn't have taken it out on him.
All couples fall out, you know that.
But I called him stupid.
Well, you should hear Adam and me sometimes. The air turns blue.
Yes, I know, but Adam's... he's not like Jack. It was unforgivable.
We all lose our tempers with the people we love.
Yes, I know.
Look... don't take this the wrong way, Peggy.
What?
Well, might it be a good idea if we let the family know that things aren't so easy for you?
I thought you might say that.
I don't like to see you so upset.
You've been so kind. I'm glad it was you who came round. And no, I'd rather you didn't.
Well, at least think about it.
It would be wrong. Most of the time, we're fine.
It's just, I really think...
Please, Ian. I'm feeling better every day. And it's just a matter of time until I build my strength back up.
You sure?
Certain. I'd be so grateful if you could respect my wishes about this.
Okay. But look, I'll pop in first thing every morning from now on, and if there's anything you need, you call me, all right?
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Jenny Stevens, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.